There's been a big development in the investigation into the assassination of Haiti's president. The top prosecutor in the country asked a judge to bar the acting prime minister from leaving Haiti. That's because he wanted to question him about the assassination. That prosecutor has now been replaced. Up until this point, more than 40 people have been arrested in the case, and that includes 26 former Colombian soldiers and 3 Haitian Americans. But investigators have still been unable to say exactly who ordered the killing and why. Yeah, it's a lot. So let's bring in NPR's Carrie Kahn from Mexico City, who covers the Caribbean. She's here to help us untangle this. Carrie, what does the prosecutor in the assassination investigation want to ask the prime minister? And does he consider him a suspect?
This is the fired prosecutor. For weeks, it's been known that the acting prime minister, Ariel Henry, he spoke on the phone with one of the prime suspects in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. In question, really, there are 2 phone calls between Henri, who was not prime minister at the time, and the suspect, who is a former justice official, and he's currently in hiding. And the 2 calls happened just after 4 a.m. That's just about 3 hours after Moïse was murdered in his bedroom at his residence. Henri has not made public statements about why he was talking with this man right after the assassination.
And Henri has now fired the former prosecutor. On what grounds?
Right. He only said the prosecutor was fired for, quote, grave administrative errors. So it's unclear. It's also unclear when the prosecutor actually was fired. Was it before or after he demanded Henri answer these questions and barred him from leaving the country? You know, look, Henri was actually appointed by President Jovenel Moïse, and he was supposed to take office the day the president was assassinated. He was brought in as this consensus builder. He's seen as an elder statesman. Moïse was ruling by decree at the time. He was in a deep political crisis. Henri is 71. He's a respected neurosurgeon, and he has the backing of the international community. Some say he was imposed on Haiti by the international community. But many analysts just believe what's happening right now, this firing, the accusations, all of it are signs of political infighting among those vying for power in Haiti right now, really taking advantage of the fact that Haiti doesn't have a president.
Did the fired prosecutor say why Henri would have any motivation to kill the president?
No, and that's a great question. But the other question is, why was he on the phone with this man suspected in the case? I spoke with Robert Faton, who's a politics professor and Haiti expert at the University of Virginia, just, you know, trying to make sense of this all. He says it's clear there's infighting and a power struggle, but he says Henri cannot remain silent any longer.
It's very difficult for most Haitians to think of Ariel Henri as someone who would have been involved in a plot of that nature. But there are questions, and he should answer the questions. Otherwise, his image is going to be seriously tarnished.
It's important to note that despite, like you said, more than 40 people arrested in the case, including these foreign mercenaries, investigators just haven't offered a clear motive of why someone wanted to get rid of Haiti's president. And the investigation has bogged down, and it seems that we're far from finding out who ordered this murder and why.
Where does it go next?
First of all, in Haiti, the criminal investigation is run by a judge, not the prosecutor, so we'll have to see what the judge does next. And we have to see what Henri does next, too, how he will address these many questions about his actions.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.